Welcome to the Virtual Center for the Study of the Constitution and Civic Responsibility, an ongoing inquiry into the origins and evolution of American government. The executive director of the Virtual Center is Dr. Bill O'Brien. He's also the host of this discussion. And here he is, Dr. Bill O'Brien.
Thank you, Agnes, and welcome to a Monday edition of the Virtual Center for the Study of the Constitution and Civic Responsibility. Today is the 15th day of January in the year 2017. It is the day that we celebrate the birth of Martin Luther King, and it is a national holiday. As many of you know, post offices and banks and schools and that kind of thing are closed, and there are many celebrations going on around the country. There are protest meetings, and of course, all of this is happening in the backdrop, against the backdrop of the fact that the inauguration is 4 days away this Friday. And as many of you probably know, a kerfuffle has emerged, as of the end of last week, between the civil rights leader John Lewis, Congressman John Lewis of Georgia, and the president-elect Donald Trump, and it has gotten fairly hostile. It has created quite a backlash within the African American community, and again, a lot of the media folks are focusing on this as indicative of what many see as something we're likely to continue seeing into the administration of this president-elect, which is his thin skin and his ability to not take lightly any criticism. He apparently feels the need to respond and sometimes respond very harshly, and oftentimes it leads into something that becomes bigger than it was at the very beginning, and that's, I think, what this may have become. But on the other hand, John Lewis made the statement on Friday that he really did not. Actually, it was a session for 60 Minutes on Sunday night, and it was basically his statement that he did not think that Donald Trump would be a legitimate president, because he felt that the Russian hacking had pretty much worked in his favor,